This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Things that look great from the outside may be a different story if we could see within. Today, a challenge to make sure things are right inside ourselves as we study Numbers chapters 5 through 8. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
In Numbers 5 through 8, the Lord establishes certain laws for the removal of anything that is unclean from the place where the people are camped. This, of course, has a powerful application for you and me in our daily walk of discipleship. One of the most urgent matters that faces us every day is the removal of anything in our lives that might hinder our fellowship with Christ and ruin our testimony before others. The importance of this cannot be overstated. Some years ago, a violent windstorm caused great damage in the city of Colorado Springs, where I live. Windows were broken, shingles loosened from the roofs of homes, electrical lines were down. A friend of mine and his wife were driving home from church the next morning when his wife exclaimed, "Herb, look, that big tree has blown down." This was a tree that everyone in the city admired for its greatness and beauty. It had stood there in all of its splendor for years, and now it was flat on the ground. And then she saw something very strange. "Look," she cried, "the trunk is hollow." And sure enough, the center of that massive trunk had been eaten away. Years ago, something had attacked the tree from the inside and had destroyed the entire core. And after many years of silent destruction, the tree had toppled in the wind. Looking at the tree from the outside revealed no evidence whatsoever that anything was wrong. But there it was, and it destroyed the tree. This can happen in the life of a believer. A seemingly small sin can take root and begin to grow. It can go on for years, and then the believer can face something that ultimately reveals the depth of the problem. The sin is exposed, and that which may have looked great from the outside is shown to be what it actually is. The late A.W. Tozer described our modern generation of Christians as being preoccupied with fruit while ignoring the root out of which it springs. Tozer said, "A tree can weather almost any storm if its root is sound, but nothing can save a church whose root is dried up. No stimulation, no advertising campaigns, no gifts of money, no beautiful edifice can bring back life to the rootless tree." And the same is true of our individual lives as well. Christian, as we bring this meditation to an end, let me urge you, rid your life of anything that Satan could use to damage your fellowship with Christ and destroy your testimony for Him. Give attention to your inner life to see that you are rooted and grounded in a vital, personal fellowship with Jesus Christ. Don't put it off. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage this spiritual discipline, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write, "The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a simple key to keep from getting old and stale in our walk with Christ. Join us on Daily Discipleship.